Hi, this is Tiffany, and I love AVA Live Radio.
This is Brian J. Klein, and I love AVA Live
Hey,
Music.
This is Rob Hill from Canada, and I absolutely love AVA Live Radio.
Hi, this is Tara Everly of Iridescence, and I love AVA Live Radio.
Hey, guys, this is Jacqueline Jacks, and I love AVA Live Radio.
This is Lainey Nash, and I love AVA Live Radio.
This is Chris Bishop, and I love AVA Live Radio.
Hi, this is Naomi Thom, and I love AVA Live Radio.
Hi, we're Orange Avenue.
And we love AVA Live Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to AVA Live Radio. This is your host, Jacqueline Jacks, here with episode on Jennifer Porter. These Years is her new song. We're so excited to be playing it for you today, as well as talking to her right after this about her New Year's resolutions. We'll be right back. What a beautiful song and such a beautiful voice by Jennifer Porter on These Years. Please welcome her to AVA Live Radio. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm great, Jacqueline. How are you?
Excellent. It's so great to catch up with you and have you on the show. You're in Maine?
I am in Maine right now, which it's very cold today.
Yeah, it must be. What's the temperature there right now?
It's 22 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. Yeah. Wow. You know, last week it kind of dived into like 60s, which was nothing because in Florida it's like 68, you know, and I felt so lucky. I was like, yes, 60s is great. And when it went to 70, I was like, okay, I can do 70. 70 is good. I'm totally comfortable. But I was really happy in the 60s, you know, and I was kind of praying for 50s and then it went right back up. And I was like, oh, man.
I know. It's been up and down here, cold and then abnormally warm and then really cold again. So that's Maine for you.
So true, right? So now tell me about, well, first of all, it's New Year. So tell me about your New Year's goals. Are you setting resolutions? Are there new things you're trying? Or are these goals that you've just set for yourself and you're like, okay, I'm going to get this accomplished in January and this accomplished in the first 6 months or something like that?
Yeah, I do have things like that. One is I've been writing new songs during December. And so one thing is to set a timeline for getting those new songs recorded and also a timeline for setting up tour dates here in the United States for late spring. And so I want to sort of have those in place by January, mid-February. And I'm also working right now with a wonderful manager named Jan Janssen over in Amsterdam to help me set up some European dates for over there later in the fall, which will be amazing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Now, what would you be doing when you went over there? Do you have friends to stay with, or is it just you on your own, or are you going to bring people with you, like your musicians with you?
Yeah, so I'll be bringing some band members with me, which will be fun because they're just wonderful people and fun to be with. And let's see, it depends. I do have lots of friends over there and family, actually. So we'll be staying sometimes with friends and family. Sometimes I happen to have this great Airbnb place that I stay in Amsterdam that this was just a coincidence that happened where it's an apartment that's specifically for musicians in the city. And one of the people rents out, you know, his apartment with Airbnb when he's touring. And I rented it one time and he didn't know I was a musician. And so it's great because you can practice, you can warm up, you can, you know, you can make noise, you can make music without disrupting your neighbors and getting angry complaints. So that was quite amazing. And I love staying there.
Yeah, I bet, right? That's, you know, I follow quite a few. Well, I watch more YouTube than TV these days. So I follow a lot of YouTubers that are actually living in Amsterdam, but they travel all over the world. And I'm falling more and more in love with that place. And I just can't figure out why. There's something about the people. They're so friendly and just, I don't know. It just seems like there's great places to go and things to do there. So it's very intriguing to me.
Yeah, it's for me one of the most unique cities I've ever been in. It's not like New Orleans, but it reminds me of New Orleans in the United States, where it's really unique and there's no other city like it, you know, in the U.S. And I mean, every city is unique in its own way, but New Orleans is particularly unique amongst all the cities. And Amsterdam is like that for me. It's just, there's just nothing like it.
Yeah, right. I think I totally am on board with that. Totally on board with that. So what else is on your goal list for 2019? What would you really, you know, what else are you thinking?
Let's see. Well, they all sort of, there was sort of, you know, a bunch of the usual things, you know, try to eat more healthily, you know, try to reduce stress, try to those sorts of things. But I think they all come back to trying to be my best self, you know. And in that, what I mean is to try to, and I don't mean I've ever been dishonest whatsoever, but to try to honestly answer people's questions or to try to honestly state my opinions if I'm working on something, kindly but honestly, you know. I'm someone who might try to be so polite that I don't actually get my point across, in, you know. And then,
yeah.
So everything is about trying to be fully direct at all times. Say it. What was a friend of mine used to say? Say what you mean, but don't say it mean. And so that's my goal for this year.
Oh, very true. Yeah, I always write them down too. Like I have a ritual every single year, the last week of the year, and I wait till the last week so I don't do it before this. I go and get a brand new planner because I'm still into physical planners because I've lost my digital planner more times than I can count. I mean, literally lost it. I don't know where it goes. I fill it in and it just disappears. And I hate the fact that you can't like see everything at a glance. You have to like pull up every digital piece, you know? So yes. I still use these, right? I use the written planners. So I get one of those and then I get a notebook that I can just write notes and ideas and stuff in. And I feel like by writing it down and being able to refer back to it, you kind of, it's more realistic and more measurable. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. And I'm similar. I still have a physical paper calendar that I get a new one every year.
Yeah.
Lit on the wall. And, you know, and that way I can see everything that, you know, and I can see, okay, I've got this many weeks. I have this goal I want to reach. And, I only have this many weeks left. I guess I better start working a little harder.
Yeah. It really does keep you on track for so I know. I feel the pain. So now you just had a new album too. These years is from a new album. Is it titled the same as the song?
It is. That is the title track of These Years.
And it comes after three jazz albums?
It does. I had, you know, I had done three jazz albums in a row, and which had done well. And I'd been writing my own music again, and I was really interested in going back to the roots music that is my favorite sort of music to perform. It's my favorite music to listen to, and so this was a really joyous thing for me to go back to, and this is about being, you know, your authentic self. I went, not that I'm not authentic singing jazz, and I love singing jazz, but I'm the happiest singing this sort of, you know, blues-based, roots-based music. And it was such a joyous thing for me, and the musicians that I played with were amazing and wonderful people, and to hear my music come to life in their capable hands was just it was one of the happiest times of my life, really. It was amazing.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, when you mentioned Ella Fitzgerald, who is one of my favorite, you know, from the jazz era. I really just, when I'm not feeling well, I'll go back and I will spend all day just listening to artists like her, you know, that and Nina Simone, I really love too. And
oh, me too.
And I feel like every time I listen to it, I start to get in that zone of I want to record more, I'm inspired. And, you know, so it's interesting that you felt the same way based on these artists, you know, and that it's influenced your music.
Yeah, she was so, you know, her musicianship was just jaw-dropping. And what she would do live, the inspiration, the musical inspiration that would just come forth from her was just, you know, I would just sat there with my mouth open. I was so stunned. And right then, that switched my career path, you know, because I had been on an opera. Opera singing and classical piano career path, and But that's not what I had done as a kid. I had just been sort of led in that direction and willingly went. But it was so nice to, when I heard her, I was like, yes, that's what I've been wanting to do. I just didn't know it. And so I'm really grateful to her forever for that. And that was, that switched my whole, changed my whole life around immediately. It was a good thing.
Now that's why your voice is so stunning, because when you work to convert a voice that has been trained classically into more modern or even jazz, it's, you really have that uniqueness, you know, but it's a difficult task. When you first shifted from singing opera to more modern music, the timing is completely different. How did you handle that?
Trying to think. Well, you know, as far as, you know, swing music, anything that swings, any of the jazz stuff, my voice sort of really liked it right away. You know, my voice wanted to do it. And I had sung a lot of that when I was younger, before I got into music school and started on that path, the opera path. And so in some ways, my voice was really happy to be let to do what it actually really liked to do in the first place. It was a transition, and it was also hard because, the teachers around me, a lot of the other students were sort of like, what are you doing? You've lost your mind. you've been on this path for so long. You've worked so hard. Why are you throwing it all away? And so that was hard too, to, on the days where my voice was, was not behaving well, where it was sort of like, I don't want to do this. Why are you doing this to me? To stay focused and to not to believe that what I was doing really was the right thing, and even on days that I didn't, to keep doing it anyway until I could convince myself that it was the right thing. And I knew it was, because it just felt good. It felt, you know, when you do something, you know you're doing the thing that you want to do the most, because you don't even have to try to smile. You just smile because it makes you so happy. That's what it was for me. You know, I didn't have to think about the performing aspect of singing. I didn't have to even consider, because it was just there, because I was enjoying myself so much.
And it fit. I totally get it. You know, I totally understand what you're saying. And I've had those moments. I've had those moments with so many things, which I feel very blessed and lucky for, because I think when you're trying to find inspiration, which a lot of people are doing, you know, I'm very connected with our music community. And so I hear a lot of the people and what they aspire to do and their dreams and how frustrating it can become, you know, to get there, because there's always this point, right? You have a start somewhere, but there's always a point at which you have to shift. You have to start making things happen and making that motion move forward. Otherwise, you could stay in the dream state forever and start to feel regretful. But I think that, right, a lot of people are just there. And I think a lot of people are there right now.
I agree. Yeah, I think so too.
Right? The internet certainly has confused a lot of us. I mean, you know, you see so many people reaching their goals right now and hitting it big online with all these things, from YouTube to Facebook to, you know, whatever it is, that their Instagram. But I think a lot of times you don't realize that these people that are hitting big right now, they started maybe 6 months to 7 years ago. So, you know, they've right. been working really consistently and writing it down and sticking to it and, you know, being at it year after year after year to get to where they are today. You know what I mean?
Yes. You see the finished, product. You don't see when they're in the practice room and they're playing a certain phrase over and over and over again, and they, you know, making a mistake over and over and over again. You know, that wouldn't get put up on YouTube.
Absolutely.
So it's easy to think that it just happens, but it doesn't. And you know, everyone has to struggle. Everyone has to go through, has to woodshed, you know, and go through times where you're just feeling like, why am I doing this? you know, and the end result is all of that hard work. Eventually, it sort of clicks, and then you have, you know, and you're in this nice place, and everything feels good, and then you get to the next challenge, and you have to woodshed again, and go back to that place where you're making a lot of mistakes, and then you come to another plateau. It's just it's how it goes.
Yeah, it is. You describe it really well, you know, and I'm sure that people are finding great comfort in this conversation.
Oh, I hope so. Anyone who's struggling right now, just keep going. Just keep going. You'll eventually come to the end of that. But I have a quote I keep right on my refrigerator where I can see it at all times. It's Winston Churchill. If you're going through hell, keep going.
You know, you're almost there.
Yeah. I live by that.
Oh, it's the hardest. It really is. Yes. I can attest to that, especially when everything's falling apart, you know that you're doing well, because if your personal life is falling apart, then something else is really coming forward.
It's true, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it is. I try to balance as much as I can, and I try to be mindful of it, especially as you mentioned, you know, eating healthy and trying to get on top of, you know, the energy that you need to be able to be an entrepreneur today and be able to manage social media and all the things that go along with it. So, of course, your health has to come first, because if you have, you know, no energy, you're not going to get anywhere. So
yes. That's
a balance, because then you've got to shop for the food, you've got to make the food, you've got to, like, you know, have that side. You know, you can't just sit there and work all day.
It's true, you can't, and that's another, you know what you just brought up. I think this is my other goal for this year, is to learn to take time off, even if it's a day, because I'm someone who tends to feel guilty if I take any time off.
And, oh, me too.
And and like you said, with so many things to keep up with the social media and the different variations of social media, with Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, and then your basic work of what you're doing, and then your health, it's hard for me to shut my brain off and just say I need to recharge. That's my New Year's resolution. I'm gonna learn how to recharge and take time off now and then.
It has to happen daily. I've been working at this pace for 10 years.
Oh,
and it's been nonstop. And in that time, I have had personal relationships. I've had health scares. I've had personal health scares. And then both of my parents are going through health scares right now. You know, one just had a stroke and the other one is fighting cancer. So life happens all around you, and it's never going to stop happening. So I think what I've learned this year is to find ways to take that time out. I found it through yoga, and I actually found it through food, because I learned to cook. And then I brought social media into it and started cooking online so that I could kill two birds with one stone, basically, because people were like, you know, where are you? And I'm like, well, here, I'll just show you what I'm doing. You know what I mean? But
yes,
it's become...
fantastic.
It has. It's become something that I really like to do, and it's relaxing to me. But at the same time, I learned to do it live streaming so that I could still get in that social media time, you know, and it's been working out great. But that's a good example, right?
It is the perfect example. And I know, you know,
that's
how friends,
we do it.
I have friends who are, you know, taking no social media weekends. You know, or no,
oh gosh,
no computer weekends. And
yeah, that's hard.
I'd like to at least aspire to an afternoon of that. That would be nice.
You should be able to do that. You know, I was talking to somebody, and I think it was in a blog post that I just wrote, because we have a series going out every single morning on how to improve your Facebook page, right? And just be more impactful. And part of it was about scheduling, because we all have jobs and things to do. You know, a lot of people, social media is not their main job like mine is. It's something that is the last thing on the list, because you have to create whatever it is you're creating to put out on social, right? So that would be like the next most important thing. So pre-scheduling will buy you that weekend, because literally, even if you just pre-schedule one post a day, you know, in the mornings on Saturday and Sunday, now all you have to do is respond to comments. You don't have to think about the post. And that's a big deal. You know what I mean?
It is. It really is. That, you know, that's one of those things is trying to balance the, you know, like you said, the doing of the work, the making of music, the writing of songs, the performing, with this
for
social media component is, and even also the business component of it.
Oh yeah.
From contracts to sending out, CDs to radio stations and looking at contracts and having to learn, you know, I think to myself, geez, I didn't go to business school, and having to learn to understand business contracts and legal contracts. It's just part of
the
job.
Sure, to protect yourself,
very
much.
Do that whole business side, because of I think a lot of artists, and that myself included, that's not their forte. And so, learning to do it and that it is important to do and doesn't, actually, it's not going to affect your art. It's, you know, to learn to think logically, it's not going to be a problem. Because I think some artists that I know think that thinking logically or planning is unartistic and ruins their end product. And,
their mojo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nope, you can do both. You can do both, and you really have to. That's just how it goes. It's not fun, but you have to.
I've heard the mojo excuse before, for sure, and I totally get it. My mojo gets wrecked on a daily basis. So I'm right there with you. But you learn to balance it. You know, you do over time. And one big thing that has happened this year that I noticed with a lot of the influencers that I've worked with and stuck around for years and years is they're starting to take more time off. And I think a lot of it came because the social media reach started to tank. And, you know, they were like, oh my gosh, I've earned enough money. I'm really, you know, just exhausted. I need just, you know, a reset button. So how do you feel about the reset button? Like, I mean, at what time in your three albums, this being your fourth, right, did you hit reset?
Seventh now.
This is your seventh?
It is my seventh. Two of them were albums for movie soundtracks. I wrote the soundtracks for two movies that I also wrote the movies. And then it said,
did you sing them too?
I did.
Oh, that's wonderful. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. A lot of it is piano, is just instrumentals. So a reset button. My problem is I haven't pushed that reset button in a while.
You haven't, right? But it's good to know, because, you know, people right now are feeling strained. You know, the country is in a little bit of turmoil, and there are so many crazy things happening every single day. So along with trying to get your own goals and keep your job and, you know, have family-like and be able to have weekends, you know, to do something else, then having a reset button does feel like it's needed every so often, you know. And I always say, look, you can have as many reset buttons as you want. You just have to not lose momentum on what you've done. Because if you've worked really, really hard to get somewhere, in this business especially, you don't want to reset to the point where you disappear off the face of the earth. So I am all about like trying to find those time savers to have daily resets or weekly resets that don't affect the major overall progress. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. And I think, you know, what one can say to oneself is, if you don't reset, and I know this is true for me, and maybe it's not for other people, but I'm sure there are some people who it's true for. If I go too long without resetting, I become actually not particularly productive when I am working.
Because I'm
not enjoying it. Yeah, so in a way, if you're work isn't even particularly productive. You might as well take some time off, because in the long run, when you come back, you're going to be a lot more, you know, you're going to work a lot better because of that time off. And that's what I'm having to keep telling myself.
All such great advice and very, very true. What are you most looking forward to now? What are we going to do moving forward? What's ahead? I already heard your goals, your dreams. I know kind of what you're doing, but like with this music, now that you have this launched, are you going to sit with this for a while, or is there a follow-up coming really quick?
Gosh, you know, I do want to sit with this for a while. And I do want to be out performing this music and performing some of my older music. But sometimes music just sort of comes and I can't control when it does, you know, new songs.
I know, right? Yeah.
Now, yeah. Maybe because of this album, the time of year, I'm not sure, but music is bubbling forth right now. So I'm trying to catch as catch can and at least, you know, write down the melodies and, you know, words that are coming to my mind, but songs are forming themselves, so I'm trying to get them while I can, because sometimes they go away and you wish they would just come, when sometimes they just you could work and they just will not come no matter what you do. So I'm trying to take advantage of this right at the
I totally get it. Yeah, you do have to capture it. That's a really good point. And something that I'm very guilty of, and that cuts into my reset button time, because I will drop everything and I will work until I sometimes not even get any sleep if it happens late at night, because I know that the next day the regular routine is going to completely demolish any inspired thing that I could have at that moment in time.
Right. It's creativity. It's such a mystery. How does it happen? How does it come about? And
it has to happen.
Aside regulated time to try to let creativity happen. And sometimes that's successful. Sometimes that works. But other times your brain tells you when it wants to be creative. Sometimes there's times when I feel like I feel a little guilty for claiming that I wrote the song, because I don't feel like I did. I know I did, but it doesn't feel like me. It just sort of comes from somewhere else. You know, it just comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like
I get it
in some sort of universal well of creativity. So trying to catch all those things, but then trying to make regulated time for creativity to happen as well. Just, you know, it's all part of the mix, and trying to figure out how to put the rest of your life around that, I think, is the trick.
Absolutely. And so true. Jennifer, thank you for being here with me. This is so much fun. We talked about so much and such a great inspiration to everyone. You know, you've done such a wonderful job, and I'm very excited to see your 2019.
Oh, thank you so much, Jacqueline. I had a wonderful time talking to you, and your show is just fantastic.
Thank you so much. It's awesome. It's awesome to have you here. I will see you again later, because you're going to be on Instagram and Facebook with me. So I'll see you soon.
All right. Bye, Jacqueline. Happy 2019.
That's awesome. Jennifer Porter on AVA Live Radio. Happy 2019, you guys. We're so excited bringing in the new year with our very first Behind the Music episode. Happy to have her here. And she's done such a wonderful job. Wow, so many albums, and just all quality, all beautiful, and inspired by some of my favorite artists. I love her story too. You know, I mean, that's just how it happens. It's amazing that an Ella Fitzgerald performance, you know, seeing her song sung live, was something that stuck with her that long to just kind of change her course. It was very life-changing to her, and that's really inspiring. I know we've all been there with one thing or another, even if you don't do music and you're a filmmaker, or you're just a creator of art or videos or whatever it is that you do. I know that you know that feeling, you know, that one moment that changes everything for you. And if you don't know it, find it this year and get there. And if you've forgotten about it, go back and think about that one moment that inspired you and maybe could be part of your future moving forward in 2019. This is Jacqueline Jacks on AVA Live Radio. You're listening to the Behind the Music segment. We're going to have a great songwriter, a wonderful songwriter piece on this artist coming out this day. So keep a lookout for it. It's going to be songwriter inspired Jennifer Porter. Have a wonderful day, you guys, and I'll catch you again tomorrow.
Hi, this is Tiffany, and I love AVA Live Radio.
This is Brian J. Klein, and I love AVA Live
Hey,
Music.
This is Rob Hill from Canada, and I absolutely love AVA Live Radio.
Hi, this is Tara Everly of Iridescence, and I love AVA Live Radio.
Hey, guys, this is Jacqueline Jacks, and I love AVA Live Radio.
This is Lainey Nash, and I love AVA Live Radio.
This is Chris Peterman, and I love AVA Live Radio.
Hi, this is Naomi Thump, and I love AVA Live Radio.
Hi, we're Orange Avenue.
And we love AVA Live Radio.